Well, you could analyze it in this way. There are three main strands to the opposition. One is that the people who feel that the regime is so corrupt that the economy has suffered and the poor and the middle class have suffered a great deal because most of the money has gone to Assad's family and friends. The second is the Sunni, particularly Sunni fundamentalists, who think that Alawites have no right to govern the country and they want a Sunni leadership. And then the third is those who do not like tyranny of any kind, who want to have a democracy and want to elect their own government, which would inevitably be Sunni Arab, but only because it would be democratically chosen. And those three strands are not in unison, and there are great disagreements amongst them. There's also a fundamental disagreement amongst all three of whether this revolution should be violent or nonviolent. Probably in Damascus and Aleppo and Hama, most people would be in favor of nonviolent demonstrations, even though the regime has suppressed nonviolent demonstrations with violence. They wanted to take this approach rather than see the country torn apart by a civil war. They thought that by bringing the economy to a standstill, by freezing the regime, by not cooperating with the regime peacefully, that they could bring it down. But it seems now that the military side, the Free Syrian Army, and other armed groups in Syria who are backed by Saudi Arabia, by the CIA, by British intelligence, by French intelligence, by Turkish intelligence, are in the ascendant, and it's taking a much more violent turn than many people in Syria would like.